The scripture of this service is Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. I'll read it for you. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 9,000 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and the local sanctuaries in Korea, and the members who are attending this service through satellites and internet, and GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers. Today, I'll talk about the fruit of patience, the fourth of the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. We can find patience in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. But that is the patience to cultivate love. So the patience in the 1 Corinthians is the patience to cultivate love. For example, it says, love does not seek its own. In order to give what we want and seek the benefit of others first, according to this word, we will face the situation that require our patience. The patience in the spiritual love chapter is the patience to cultivate love. But the patience that is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is patience in everything. This patience is a level higher than the patience in spiritual love. Dear brothers and sisters, in many cases, to experience happiness or not is decided by whether people can be patient or not. In many cases, parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, and friends become like enemies because they were not patient in certain matters. Also, end results can vary greatly in one's studies, work, or business, depending on a person's patience. It is the same in a spiritual matters. When we want to receive an answer from God, the fruit will be different depending on our patience. But the patience in our spiritual sense and the worldly sense of patience are different from each other. The worldly people also endure, but most of them just to have fleshly patience. Imagine the anguish that people experience while having to have self-control over their ill feelings or lusts. They may have to frown, clench their teeth, shake all over, or even get sick. Some people stop eating and drinking, and others may not be able to get any sleep. And some people become depressed because of such things. Also, they find it difficult and agonized in their efforts to maintain self-control in the process of achieving something. Some athletes say they are sick of training when they think about it after getting a gold medal in competition. Well, even they said that they even wanted to kill their trainers. They won the medal through that training, but they even had some hard feelings against their coaches and trainers. Well, that was the case that I've never seen before. But most of the people become thankful for the fact that those trainers and coaches made them practice so hard so that they could won the gold medal. Well, they are the general people, right? But there are some people who grudged and complained against the coach. In the worldly context, it is said that these people are patient, for they endure something difficult. But spiritual patience is not like that. Spiritual patience is not enduring with evil, but enduring with goodness. If you endure with evil, the stress will become an illness because of the accumulated ill feelings, or your heart will become hardened. However, if you endure with goodness, you can overcome difficulties with thanks and hope. As a result, you will have a broader heart. If there were no flesh or evil at all in this world, then we would not have to have patience in everything. But this patience is the process which we have to undergo in order to sow in spirit and reap in spirit. For example, when a newborn baby has high fever, then the mother will suffer taking care of the baby. She may stay up all night or not be able to eat, and her arms may ache from holding the baby, but she doesn't have any time to think about herself. She wouldn't complain saying she is hungry, sleepy, or that, you know, the situation is too difficult for her to bear. She focuses only on how she can make her baby more comfortable and let the baby recover as soon as possible. When their children, you know, scratch themselves due to atopic dermatitis, you know, their parents, you know, trouble so much while, you know, seeing their children. When their children scratch themselves, you know, they bleed. And their parents, what should they do? When young children got sick like that with atopic dermatitis, then the fault lies with their parents. Either they stopped praying, they were not faithful to their duties or other problems, spiritual. If they truly love their children, they have to repent from the depths of their heart and turn back and long for spirit and all the more and be faithful. Then Father God will heal their children. And when the baby's fever goes down a little, she will just come so happy. But still, she is unable to think about her own sufferings. Spiritual patience is somewhat similar to this. There are hardships until you achieve your goal or dream, whether it is personal or for the glory of God. You may have some sorrowful things and you have to work with so much effort, but you can wait with faith and love because you are looking forward to the fruit of it with hope. Let me give you another illustration. Suppose somebody just comes up to you and he curses at you and then slaps you on your right cheek. Now your pride is hurt so much and you are so angry that tears may even fall. But you can still bear with it, thinking that you have to follow the word of God. Your face turns red and your breathing becomes rough, but you just close your mouth firmly to control yourself. But if you press down ill feelings this way, it may burst later on at some other occasion. It will burst out somehow later. Then it means they didn't practice the patience the Father God was talking about. The patience the Father God is talking about is casting off evil things from your heart. Once all these evil things are coming out, pulled out, then you don't need to endure anything. This kind of patience is not spiritual patience, even though you bear with the situation. If you have the fruit of patience in your heart, your feelings are never stirred in any situation. You know there must be some misunderstanding and you just try to resolve the situation. If you can have peace and melt down the hurt of the other person, then you can even offer your left cheek. If you have this kind of a heart, the words like patience or forgiveness do not really mean anything. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if we more specifically think about spiritual patience, we can categorize it into three parts. First is the patience to change our heart. The more evil we have in our heart, the more difficult it is to be patient. If we have much anger, arrogance, greed, self-righteousness and frameworks, etc., we will have tempers and hard feelings rise over trivial matters. Recently, there are some business that are receiving blessing. While someone came to me to repent, he was the one who was giving over $1 million as his tithe. Now, he is receiving great blessing. But in the, during, I mean, I once read an article in the newspaper that for three family members, if your gross income is 10 million won, in other words, $10,000, then you are high class. But the one who was giving over $1 million as tithe grudged against God for not achieving his goal. You must be thankful for what Father gives you. And you should check whether you practice in a proper way of giving thanks to God. You should make Father God pleased. And when Father God blesses you more, then you should be more grateful. And you commit sin and grudge against God for not, you know, making you achieve your goal. Ask yourself what you're doing now. I hope that such people will stop doing it and repent and turn back and realize that you have greed in your heart and you become less thankful, okay? You have to repent and destroy the wall of sin before God. But as we cast away evil and become sanctified, it becomes easier and easier to be patient. We don't have to suppress anything. We can just understand and forgive others with patience, even in a little difficult situation. Luke 8:15 says, "But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart, and hold it fast, and bear fruit with perseverance." In other words, those who have good soil of the heart can be patient until they bear good fruits. So if you have patience, it means you cultivated your heart. So that's why our Lord compared our heart to the soils or field. If you cultivate your heart, just as you can have good soil after cultivating it, your heart can be cultivated to become good. So when you endure many things, then it is the process of cultivating your heart. And the result will be the fruit of patience. And your heart will be filled with goodness and truth. So, and if you cultivate more to make it perfect, then you can have the best heart, best field, which is the Holy Spirit. Then if you have such, you know, heart cultivated into Holy Spirit, then even if you don't ask, Father God will give you. But Father God says, seek, and you will get it. If you make Father God pleased with you, then Father God will give you whatever you ask, even in your heart. Even if you don't pray so for hours, even if you just pray for a minute, you will receive answer if you become a man of Holy Spirit. But in fact, we need endurance and we need to put in effort to change our hearts into the good soil. Holiness cannot be automatically achieved just by our desire to have it. We have to make ourselves obedient to the truth by praying fervently with all our hearts and with fasting. We have to quit what we used to love, and if something is not spiritually beneficial, we have to cast it away. We must not stop in the middle or just quit trying after trying it a couple of times. Until we reap the fruit of sanctification completely, and until we achieve our goal, we have to do our best with self-control and acting by the word. So you should not stop until you reap completely. You have to go on. It is like climbing a mountain. Until you climb the mountain, you have to keep on going. Of course, you can take a rest for a short minute if your legs are soaring or aching. But otherwise, you have to keep on walking. Some well-trained soldiers, can walk for many days, even though they put on a great weighted luggage on their back. They have to climb mountains, many, many mountains, for days. Sometimes they have to walk for 3 days or walk for a week in hot summer days. And they have to drink a salty water. We have a water bottle. It should be filled. And we put some salt in it. And we keep extra salt. And since we cannot take a break, we have to drink that salty water or we have to eat the salt. Sometimes such soldiers have to walk for days. And they walk up early in the morning and start to walk again. Until they reach the destination. Likewise, our goal is New Jerusalem. Senior pastor is so difficult. Well, you can take a short break, but you should not take a long break. You know, you took a break while watching the beautiful dance of the Korean traditional music dance team. You should find it very happy to worship God in spirit and truth. But sometimes we see a case in which one slows down in the speed of the circumcision of the heart after leading a diligent Christian life. They cast away the works of the flesh quickly because they are the sins on the outside. But because the things of the flesh are not seen on the outside, how fast we cast them off is slowed down. When they find the untruth in them, they pray hard to cast it away, but they just forget about it after several days. If you want to remove a weed completely, you do not just pluck the leaf, but you have to pull out its root. The same goes for sinful natures. You have to pray and change your heart until the end. Until it is completely pulled out, you have to keep on trying it. The longest things that took for me to get rid of, they were the hatred. I was able to cast hatred from my heart when I changed my heart. And when I started to put blame on myself, the whole hatred disappeared. It was natural for them to hate me and ridicule me and mock me. because the fault lied with me. So when I realized it and tried, and when I changed my heart, I could get rid of hatred from my heart. I learned how to endure things while getting rid of hot temper. I count 1, 2, 3, 4. I want to say this word, I want to speak this word, but let me count 1 to 10. Then, when after counting, I could endure it. So, when I practiced like that, next time I could count till 8. The next time, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. At the end, I didn't need to suppress anything. So, arrogance. I think it took me 3 years to get rid of arrogance. I wanted so badly to get rid of arrogance in my heart. So Father God, please help me to get rid of arrogance. I didn't know what arrogance was. I just prayed. Arrogance is what Father God detests most. So I prayed for 3 years to get rid of arrogance. And then after 3 years, I thought, what is the arrogance in me? Because even though when I was dealing with young people, I deal with them as if I were dealing with elders. A couple of years ago, I went to the Blue House, the residence of the President of Korea, and then I took a picture with the President. And then later I saw a picture of it, and I saw that, you know, I was, you know, greeting with my face down to the ground. But nowadays, people who become the leaders of an organization, they become very arrogant. The Prime Minister of Japan, the former Prime Minister of Japan, always bow down when they greet to people. I think it is how Japanese do. So I could see them very humble. And I looked at many things to find how I am arrogant. But later on, I realized that I got rid of pretty much of arrogance in my heart. When I started to pray to receive a power of God, I asked God to receive it. Then once I have the a power of God, and I started praying for that. And I started to look for some other prayer objects. And it has been 20 years already that I stopped praying to receive the power. So you should do it until you pull out the root of sinful nature. Otherwise, it will come up again. It will revive. When you encounter a situation, you know, where you are wrongfully accused, then hot temper will come up again. Such hot temper should not be in your heart. And when people were selling things in the holy temple of God, our God became very angry because he was the Son of God. He couldn't deal with such people who were selling things in the temple of God. Now, if you truly love your shepherd, when someone, you know, make fun of your the shepherd, then what would you do? Would you sit back and do nothing? But this is not what I'm talking about. This is the you should be able to control your feeling, and you can do this only after you cast off all ill and evil things from your heart. So always check your heart whether you are proper in the justice of God. Sometimes you have to raise your voice as pretending as if you got angry. But you should never get truly angry in your heart. When you discipline your children, parents cannot control themselves and hit their children. Then the children usually go astray. You have to let children know completely why they are being punished. Once they understand it, you can punish them or you can discipline them. Or you think you have already cast off something, but if you find it again in you, you are very discouraged. You become tired thinking that you have not achieved much, although you tried so hard to cast away sin. You may find forms of untruth in you until you pull out the original root of sinful nature, but it doesn't mean that you didn't make spiritual progress. When you peel an onion, you can see the same kind of layers come again and again. But if you keep on peeling without stopping, the onion will finally disappear. It is the same with sinful natures. You must not get discouraged just because you didn't cast it anyway yet. You have to have patience until the end and continue to try even harder while looking forward to seeing yourself changed. Some of the people get discouraged if they don't receive material blessings immediately after they act by the word of God. They think they don't receive anything in return except a loss when they act in goodness. Some people even complain that they attend church diligently but do not receive blessing. But saying something like that of itself proves that the focus of their faith is not placed in the right place. It is natural that such a vessel like them cannot receive answer. You don't get tired if you act in goodness and truth with faith. The more you act in goodness, the more joyous you become. So you come to long for more of the things of goodness. When you circumcise your heart with faith in this way, your soul will prosper, all things go well with you, and you will be healthy. A second kind of patience is that among men. When you have interaction with people who have different personalities and education, you may have situations arise. There are many different kinds of people in this church. Some of them elementary graduated, still others middle school graduate, high school graduates, and college students graduate.
Graduate.
Well, that man is not educated well, so I cannot have proper conversation with you. If you have this kind of thought, then you are arrogant. Everybody is the same to our God. How can you discriminate someone just because he lacks some kind of education? You should be humble and love them. If you do, then you will not have such feelings against them. Beginning with trivial matters to great and serious matters, you may have different thoughts and peace might be broken as well. So most of the people who broke the peace say, you know, their thoughts cannot be agreed with each other, or their opinions and their ideas are so different from each other. So between husband and wives, how many couples have their characteristics work for each other correctly? When a husband is so family-oriented, his wife may be outgoing. There are many combinations of husbands and wives. Sometimes their characters are extremely opposite, but still they are husband and wife. They have to yield, and they try to serve each other. But those who long for sanctification will be patient in any kind of situation, with any kind of person, and maintain peace. Even in some difficult and uncomfortable situations, they try to be accommodating to others. They always understand others with a good heart, and they endure while seeking the benefit of others. Even when others act with evil, they just bear with them. They pay back this evil only with goodness, not with evil. We also have to be patient when we evangelize or counsel people, or when we train church workers to accomplish the kingdom of God. While accomplishing a pastoral ministry, I see some people whose changes take place very slowly. When they befriend the world and disgrace God, I shed many tears in the morning, but I have never given up on them from my side. I don't suffer seeing their current taste, but I have always bore with them, for I have the hope that they will someday change. When I raise the church workers, I have to be patient for such long time. Even when the leader has the faith and capability, he cannot just direct all his subordinates or force them to do what he wants. Even though he knows that the things will be accomplished a little more slowly, he cannot take away the duty from the church workers. You gave a title to someone, but he is not bearing good fruit. Then are you going to take his duty away from him? Well, you lack of so many things, so I think you have to go for another career. Well, without saying this, you have to wait until your subordinate be able to do something for you. No matter how long it takes, 5, 10, 15 years, how can you forsake such people? Our Lord didn't forsook in Judas Iscariot, even though he knew he was stealing. He has to be patient and wait for the workers to gain understanding by themselves through their experiences, so that, you know, they will be more capable. Not just when they don't bear any fruit, but also when they do things wrong, we have to be patient with them so they will not stumble. It might be easier if the leader who has the capability just does it for them, or if he replaces that person with somebody who is more capable. But the reason why we have to endure until the end is for each of the souls, it is accomplished the kingdom of God more completely. If you sow the seed of patience in this way, you will certainly gain the fruit according to the justice of God. For example, if you endured with some souls until they change, praying for them with tears, you will have the broad heart to harbor all of them. So you will gain the authority and power to revive many souls. You will gain the power to change the souls you labor in your heart through the prayer of the righteous man. Also, if you control your heart and sow the seed of endurance even in the face of false accusations, God will let you reap the fruit of blessings. Third is the patience in your relation with God. It refers to the patience that you should have until you receive the answer to your prayer. Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you." So you should never doubt any word in the Bible, but you have to completely remember. Now I'll read it again. "Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them." And they will be granted you. Now, if you pray believing that you have received, then you will be answered when it is according to the will of God. If you pray with wrong motives, it will not be answered. But if you pray in goodness and in love, in faith, then those you requested will be granted to you. This is the word of God, the God of all hosts. Such promises can be found in many parts of the Bible. So if you pray like that, what is that you cannot achieve? Students, I want to be the number one in this church, in this school. Then you just do it. If you pray, believing that you have received, then you will be done. You should, you know, preview and review, concentrate on the teaching of your church teachers. You have to concentrate on the lecture of your teachers. And after you come back home, you have to review what you studied in the school without any, you know, the idle thoughts. Oh man, I'm supposed to meet with someone and he's going to ask me to go out for a movie. You should not have such thought. When you study, you have to focus on your studying. You should get through, you should go through such, you know, steps. If you practice like that, you can become number one. Well, I've been praying like that, but I still become the, I'm still not making the number one in my class. Well, you got the wrong address. I mean, now let's say you give a lot of tithes. What would you do? Let's say when 10 people prayed so that they would be able to give 100,000 as tithe every month, then they start to pray. But their vessels are all different from each other. Father, please work so that I can give all this. I mean, if you made up your mind like this and pray like that, then how much Father God will be pleased with you? Well, this is what I did. I didn't think of my tithes be increased. Okay? I found that it is my self-greed. If you ask with selfish motive, then Father God will not be pleased with you. And it is the same with all kinds of business in this world. But if you seek according to the will of God, Father God will surely give you. There are many promises in the Bible that God will answer His children's prayers besides this verse. He even tells us that we have to believe we have already received and not that we will receive. But in many cases, people do not receive the answers because they are not patient enough. Man may ask for an immediate response, but God may not answer them immediately. God answers them at the most appropriate and opportune time because He knows everything. If the subject of their prayer request is something big and important, God can answer them only when the amount of prayer is filled. When Daniel prayed to receive the revelation of spiritual things, God sent His angel to answer that prayer as soon as Daniel began to pray. But it took a period of 21 days before Daniel actually met with the angel. For those 21 days, Daniel kept on praying with the same earnest heart as when he had started praying. If we really believe that we have already been given something, then it's not difficult waiting to receive it. A farmer also has to be patient as he farms. It's a lot of labor to plow the field or sow the seeds, but even after that, he must just sit back and wait. He has to take care of the crops diligently. He can harvest some crops after several weeks or months, but for some others, crops it takes a year or even several years. For something like ginseng, insam in Korean, it takes 4 to 6 years to harvest. The value is greater when it takes more time to cultivate it, and so the farmer will work hard until the end, even though he has nothing to harvest right now. He may wonder why the plants are not growing up quickly and producing fruit and dig up the ground. He may even just give up on the farming, thinking that the seeds are not being any fruit. Then there will be no harvest, even if he sowed very good seeds. Now a farmer sowed the seed of Chinese cabbage. But the farming was too good. He planted only pumpkins. So two members already took care of. There was a farmer who dug the ground and put the leftover from the field. The next year, the farmer hit the jackpot. Because the price of the Chinese cabbage went up so high. So wise farmers like that can experience great income. If you get angry, you will be the one who will suffer loss. Likewise, if we do not have true faith, we cannot wait until we receive what we ask God in prayer. We may pray and fast to God, to ask God, but if the answer doesn't come quickly enough, we may just give up thinking God isn't going to answer us. James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8 says, "But he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all ways." So if you have two hearts, God will not answer you. There is a lady, old lady, who always complains, "Senior pastor, I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you." And she pulled my hands and put it over her head and ears and to her body and legs. Even if I say something, it works nothing. It doesn't work. She always confessed negative confession. Even a few years passed, but she still does it. I know, I try to understand her because she is so old. And I pray for her with a smile. But even if I try to make her realize the truth, she keeps on, you know, making, you know, negative confession that, "Senior pastor, I can hear it. I cannot see you." You saw the testimonies of the people from Divine Healing Meeting that after receiving my prayer, they waited with the confession of faith. Then, as you heard it last night, you know, they were healed after a few days. But they waited with a positive thought. We may pray and fast to ask God, but if the answer doesn't come quickly enough, we may just give up thinking God isn't going to for us. He's going to answer for us. With the power that you have, people can be healed of their diseases upon receiving your prayer. The Father God said some people prayed so hard, but when the answer was slow, he stopped in the middle. Since they have such a heart, Father God cannot give answer to them. Let's say, if you prayed while believing that you have received, then you would not be disheartened and you will not give up. Father God has set time when to give you answer, and you don't know what time it will be. It may be during the Daniel prayer meeting, or end of the Daniel prayer meeting, or it may come after a year. But the problem is whether you believe that you have received the answer. If you believed like that, then you would be happy. And Father God will set the time that is most appropriate for your situation to receive answer. But you gave up in the middle. So you should not have such a changing heart. So, no, you have to be able to believe that you have received the answer when you pray for something. Then Father God will be pleased with your faith and give you answer. at the time that Father God has sent. If we have the faith to really receive the answer, we have to pray and act with faith until we actually receive the answer as a fruit. Also, when we go through some refining trials of the heart or persecutions in our Christian lives, we can bear good fruits when we have patience. Think about Joseph. Since he was sold into Egypt as a slave, his life was a continuum of tragedy itself. When his situations got a little better being a slave, he was wrongfully accused and went to jail where there was no release. Of course, all the steps were the grace of God and process to prepare him to become the prime minister of Egypt. People of faith believe the vision the Father God gave to them, and they will never change. This is the true faith. And you know that Joseph trusted God fully, and he endured and acted only in truth throughout all the processes. You know it as knowledge, but what if you were in that same situation? Can you imagine what he felt for 13 years since the day she was sold as a slave? You probably will pray so much before God to get out of the situation. You will miss your home so much, as well as your dear father and younger brother. At the age of 17, he was sold as a slave. You will probably thoroughly check yourself and repent of all the things that you can think of in order to receive the answer from God. You will also ask for grace of God with many tears and earnest words. And if you don't get the answer for a year, 2 years, or even 10 years, but you only get into more difficult situations, how would you feel? I read a letter of the Chinese parish district leader. I couldn't read the whole letter because of the tears. Her love for God and the shepherd was true, even though she was separated from her children for 10 years. She didn't want to go there. She asked me to pray so that, you know, she can come out of the country as soon as possible. But she said she spent 10 years in great happiness in this church. She was greatly faithful to her duty. And she spent 10 years like a light, at the speed of the light. So Father God protected her children. They met in 10 years. Just how happy would they be? They met their missing mother. And then she met her son and daughter and the son-in-law that she was missing. And they were happy to give thanks service to God the Father. If you are jailed during the most in the vigorous years of your life and you see the days go by meaninglessly, you might feel so miserable. You may just give up, not being able to endure. But that was not the case with Joseph. He always trusted God who was watching him, and he firmly believed in the love of God who gives the best at the right time. I myself believe all the promises that Father God made with me. So I've been waiting for the answer to be fulfilled for 27 years. He never lost the hope even in depressing trials, and he acted with faithfulness and goodness, being patient. James chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. I urge you to cultivate this patience completely. I also urge you to look up to God, who will answer you in any kind of trial. I exhort you to win the victory, thinking of the heavenly rewards, doing God's work, even if you face hardships without apparent reason. That patience will increase your faith and broaden and deepen your heart to make it more mature. Hebrews 10:36 says, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. As written, you will experience the blessings and answers of God that He promised if you completely accomplish patience. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, going to the heavenly kingdom also requires patience. Some say that they will enjoy the world when they are young and begin to attend the church after they become old. Some others lead a diligent life in faith in hope of the Lord's coming. But then they lose patience and they change their minds. Because the Lord doesn't come as quickly as they expect, they feel hard to continue to be diligent in faith. I made 5 promises. When the Lord comes, these 5 things should happen. And that's the time for our Lord to come. I asked the cell leaders, but some of them guessed 3 or 4 conditions. 27 years ago, there were 5 conditions. And that is the moment for our Lord to come. 27 years ago, none of them could understand just 1 of 5 conditions. But nowadays, we can see what those conditions mean now. But still, some people, in their own thought, that our Lord is coming slow. Do you know what those 5 conditions are? They say they will take a rest in circumcising their hearts and doing God's work. And when they can be sure of seeing the sign of the Lord's coming, then they will try harder. But nobody knows when God will call our spirit or when the Lord will come. Even if we can know that time in advance, we cannot have faith as much as we want. Man cannot just have the spiritual faith to receive salvation as they want. It is given only by the grace of God. The enemy, devil, and Satan will not just leave them to receive salvation so easily either. Moreover, your goal is not just to receive salvation and go to heaven. You have the hope to go into New Jerusalem in heaven, and you do everything in patience. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Psalm 126 verses 5 and 6 says, those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro with weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with the shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. There must certainly be our efforts, tears, and mourning while we sow the seeds and grow them. There are many conditions in farming: the weather condition, the condition of the field, any kind of accidents. The farmers always worry. But still, they have faith and endure it and do farming. But what about our patience? It is to go to New Jerusalem with patience. When we go there, everything will be ours. Gold, silver, and every jewel. Our house land, our lot will be greater. than in this earth. Did I tell you a lie about heaven and hell? Well, who could make up such a story about heaven and hell? Father God gave me all those revelations and I made them. I wrote those books. And I interpreted 66 books of the Bible, the result of those books. But at the end of it, we will surely have the joy of abundant harvest according to the rules of justice. God waits 1,000 years like a day to gain 2 children, and He bore with the pain of giving His one and only Son for us. Our Father God is enduring again and again and again because the creatures ridicule God and mock God in their own thought. There are countless souls on earth, but they ridicule God and mock God. You serve your husband may do. Your family may do. And the Father God is listening to all those, you know, ridicules and mockings of His creatures. But still, our Father God is enduring with patience. In order to save His children, He cultivates His children, and to get good children, He waits again and again and again. The Lord endured the suffering of the cross, and the Holy Spirit also bears with inexpressible groanings during the time of human cultivation. I urge you to cultivate complete patience, remembering this love of God. May you have the fruits of blessings in your heavenly house and enjoy the true joy of harvest on this earth as well. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and grace. Father, let your message become faith and life in their heart. Father, let them understand what patience means spiritually so that they can bear the fruit of patience among the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. So that let them recover the lost image of God. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hand on the sick part of your body or infirmities over your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father, please lay your hand transcending space and time. All those who receive this prayer through satellites and internet and all those Mammin TV viewers and GCN TV viewers and the servants of God and the Brain Church's members around the world. Pastor Gangseop-jang requests a prayer for the anniversary service of Yamagata Mammin Church's 11th anniversary. Jang Mari Undati, General, requests a prayer. From Lebanon, Anan Kastanian, Pastor, requests a prayer so that the tasting eternal life before death would be permitted by the government to be published. Please move the heart of the government officials so that everything can be prosperous. From Venezuela, Betania Navarro requests prayer to get a good job. Wu Shitao requests the prayer. Wu Shitao requests the prayer so that her, you know, grandchildren become healthy and study well. Liu Fan requests prayer for her daughter to study well. Zhang Pan requested Father, please make all family evangelized. Make all these children be healthy in body and spirit. All the contagious diseases go away. Father, please protect them. Swine flu, go away. Hot fever, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Father, please work on these people. And protect them with the heavenly host and the fiery wall of Father God, so that no diseases can break into them. For all the skin diseases go away. Be cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, please. Father, please give us good weather tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. There will be a seminar for the brain church servants of God. Let them reborn. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray.